Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Another little nugget from my interview with Liston Witherell on Forecast. Check that out at forecast.fm/Liston. Again, we were talking about the whole feast and famine cycle and how a lot of people say that, you know what, marketing sounds great. I don't have time for marketing. I'm too busy, working with clients, doing client work, don't have time for marketing. Common complaint that, I hear all the time from people, Liston hears all the time. Liston had something interesting to say about that. He said, if you don't have any time for marketing, you should be charging more. Just think about that for a minute. It's so obvious. It's so commonsensical, it's almost deceiving, okay? If you don't have any time for marketing, if you're so busy delivering client work, shouldn't you be charging more? I love talking about supply and demand. Let's go back to supply and demand. If you're so busy with client work, that means that there's demand for your services because you're busy, and supply of your services is in short supply because you're busy. Well, then what happens when demand exceeds supply? Economics 101. When demand exceeds supply. Sorry, I'm driving and this guy's like trying to get in my lane. And little does he know he's interrupting a podcast episode, but I hope you're happy. Yeah, he gave me a wave. He's happy. Okay. Sorry, guys. When demand exceeds supply, price goes up. Fundamental economics. So if you're really that busy, why don't you charge more? And the way that to think about this is, I always tell people that you want to have at least a day a week to focus on marketing. At least a day a week. Ideally more, but at least a day a week. So that means 20% of your time you should dedicate to marketing and growing your business. And, this is a tricky concept for consultants and professional service owners to understand, because it's just so ingrained into us to just, We want to be fully utilized. And if you're coming out of a big firm environment, you're familiar with that term. You want to be fully utilized. So you want to be, at like 80 to 100% utilization. That's how we measure success. So we're fully utilized. We're always doing client work. But that's not how normal businesses operate. That's just not how, at the big firms, they can do that because there's other people that are involved in selling, and they have these big brands, these reputations. And obviously the partners don't have an 80 to 100% utilization rate. There's much lower. But if you're on your own, then you can't have an 80 to 100% utilization rate without compromising on other elements of the business, the marketing, the selling, the strategy, the growth, and so on. So you've got to save some of that time for marketing and for selling. How much time? Like I said, at least a day a week, ideally more. I think somewhere in the range of 20 to 50% of your time should be dedicated to marketing and selling. So you've got to structure your pricing such that you can earn enough revenue by only spending, 50 to 75 or 80% of your time delivering client work and the rest of your time marketing and selling. And as you grow, you're going to want to spend more and more time marketing and selling. So something to think about if you're one of these people that is swamped with client work, you're so busy and you just don't have any time for marketing, then I think the solution is pretty simple. Charge more, do less client work, spend more time on marketing so you can then again charge more and spend less time on client work and do more marketing. It's a virtuous cycle that just keeps on giving. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.